Race Against Nature's Wrath, Inside Brazil's Epic Battle Against Deadly Floods. Emergency responders in Brazil are currently engaged in a race against time following a devastating weekend deluge that swept through the mountainous regions of Rio de Janeiro and Espírito Santo states. The relentless storms and heavy rains have claimed the lives of at least 25 individuals and plunged communities into chaos due to widespread flooding. The situation in Espírito Santo is particularly dire, with the death toll climbing to 17. Mimoso do Sul, a town with nearly 25,000 residents, has been severely impacted, recording at least 15 fatalities. Additionally, two lives were lost in the municipality of Apiaca. The state governor, Renato Casagrande, has described the circumstances as chaotic, although a temporary respite in rainfall has enabled rescuers to reach previously inaccessible areas. Unbelievable, Brazil's heroic battle against deadly storms revealed. You won't believe what happened next. Across both states, over 5,200 people have been evacuated from their homes as a precautionary measure. In Rio de Janeiro, 8 fatalities have been reported, primarily due to landslides. Among the tragic incidents was the collapse of a house in Petrópolis, resulting in 4 deaths. However, amidst the devastation, there have been remarkable stories of survival, such as the rescue of a girl who was trapped for over 16 hours under rubble, her father having shielded her with his own body. These catastrophic weather events come amidst a series of extreme occurrences in Brazil, with climate experts linking them to the effects of climate change. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva acknowledged the intensifying impact of such environmental disasters and pledged government support for relief efforts and rehabilitation. The scenes of destruction are reminiscent of a similar calamity in February 2022 when Petrópolis witnessed over 241 fatalities from another catastrophic storm. As rescue operations continue and communities grapple with the aftermath, the need for climate resilience and disaster preparedness remains ever more pressing. Unbelievable, Brazil's heroic battle against deadly storms revealed. You won't believe what happened next. Unbelievable, Brazil's heroic battle against deadly storms revealed. You won't believe what happened next. Title: Coming Together, Brazil's Response to Severe Storms. Introduction: Brazil's southeastern region is dealing with devastating storms and heavy rains. These events followed a scorching heatwave and have caused widespread damage, leading to loss of life and displacing many. But amidst the chaos, stories of people joining forces to help each other are shining through, showing how communities can come together in tough times. Body. Unprecedented disaster, the storms brought heavy rain, floods, and landslides to Rio de Janeiro and Espírito Santo. The number of lives lost keeps going up, showing just how serious the situation is. Many homes have been destroyed, and communities are struggling to cope. Race Against Time, rescue teams are working hard to reach people in isolated areas and offer help. Despite facing tough conditions like muddy streets, they're not giving up. Every person they rescue is a sign of their bravery and determination. Government help. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has promised support for those affected by the disaster. Cooperation between different levels of government is crucial to managing the crisis and helping those who are most vulnerable. Facing climate change, these extreme weather events are a clear sign of the need to tackle climate change. Scientists say disasters like these could happen more often if we don't take action. It's important to act now to protect our communities and our planet. Conclusion: As Brazil deals with the aftermath of the storms, the spirit of unity and resilience shines through. From brave rescue efforts to government support and calls for action on climate change, this crisis is showing how we can come together to face challenges. Looking ahead, it's vital that we learn from this experience and take steps to protect ourselves from future disasters.